This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The fresh retail numbers for November are in this morning, and the increase was less than half what had been expected. Debt is fueling a lot of that spending by consumers that we do have. A new report finds credit card delinquencies have risen to the highest in about a decade. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
TransUnion is forecasting that just over 2% of people will be seriously behind on their credit card bills next year. That rate has been rising for the last few years.
This is really reflective of an expanding credit card market.
That's Matt Comos, who heads research at TransUnion. Credit card delinquencies are only expected to nudge up slightly, but they're down for cars and home loans. Comos says banks are giving more people credit cards, including riskier borrowers.
This is just a natural progression in the uptick in delinquency as that access continues to grow.
Serious delinquencies are still below where they were during the Great Recession, then nearly 3%, according to TransUnion. But
it's definitely a yellow light. You know, maybe tap the brakes a little bit.
Credit industry analyst Brian Riley of Mercator Advisory Group says he's not alarmed yet because unemployment is so low.
You just can't look at one number. You need to look at a set of numbers and how they interact.
He's also watching overall household debt for warning signs. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.